Processing a moose, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. On an Alaskan hunt, John Whiffley was able to harvest a bull moose.
Stalked up to him behind some brush to about 150 yards and laid into him and dropped him there. That, to me, is the pinnacle for me. Like, we put everything into it, and at the final minute, we got the payout. So that night, it's probably around 9:30. Now it's getting pretty dark. We're on a mountainside, so we gutted it, and then we propped its stomach open with a stick and then tilted it downhill so that any extra blood would drain out. And then it got down to 32 degrees at night. So it was perfect scenario for something like this. So we propped open the stomach, took the guts out, put those far away, turned it so it would bleed downhill if it was going to bleed out. And then we left it overnight. And then we came back in the morning and took the hide off, quartered it. We had to bring a guy in with a wheeler because we were still pretty far off the main drag. So we brought in a guy with a wheeler and a trailer and the Rokon, took the whole thing out. And I think that thing was around 1,000 pounds. Probably after everything was said and done, we had about 500 pounds of meat. You know, I took about 250 pounds back to Minnesota and then gave the other 250 pounds to my uncle and the guy Jim who helped us break that thing down. It's the best protein I've ever had.
And that comes from a credible source, given that John is a professional chef. He has recently authored a book called Venison. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.